Hi guys. Bye guys. I'm really fucking sick.
Get out of here, sick boy. Clap sync. All right. Welcome to the two. This is another two-man podcast.
Yeah.
That was a lot lately.
Yeah, but I'm back.
I'll leave the door cracked so I can comment.
Now the volume's coming through.
No, oh, that's because I unplugged it and plugged it back in.
Okay. So we're playing. What are we playing? Is a
Predator starring Harry Weinstein.
We're playing Jesus. That's hard last name.
Hashtag me too.
Oh.
We're playing Ghost. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands, because released was the Hunt for the Predator DLC, and we're gonna hunt for the fucking Predator. Which
indeed.
I don't know how well that's gonna be with me using AI players. Let's head over to that fire. Maybe the Predator started a fire.
Maybe.
Worrying.
Do you think he made it that easy for us to?
Oh, absolutely not. No, you have to like locate clues about him and stuff like that. Like I already kind of looked. I meant to actually look up some stuff today to try to like get some hints.
Right.
But I forgot to.
Oh.
Because I was too busy. What was I doing today? I did a little work at work. Not much work to actually do the week before Christmas.
Yeah, so upon coming back into the States, I found out that there was a holiday party at my office today, so zero work got done amongst everybody.
I do find that funny, though, because you're a Fed, right? Oh, shit.
More or less, yeah.
So, alright, we're just going to climb over that dead body.
Right.
So I do find it funny that the Feds always have their, I guess they probably have to. Always have their parties during the day, during working hours.
Yeah.
Where contractors like myself, our company rents out like a swank club, and we booze it up with an open bar all night.
Well, so if you're looking at it from that regard, so I'm also a contractor too. So,
okay.
But we did it in the office during the, I guess, the holiday hours, because the government probably wouldn't pay to take us off site to have a party or something. So it's.
Yeah, because I sit on site with my customer.
Oh, okay.
And our holiday party is going to be a potluck.
Gotcha.
For everybody, so everyone's going to bring something in. Which is cool, but it's like they used to like take us out to a restaurant.
Right.
Like the two head in charge people would just be like, all right, we're going to go to this restaurant. And they pay for everybody, which is also cool. Which is good, because I can't pay for anybody. As you know, being a contractor, $5 per person is all you can spend.
$5 per person is all you can spend?
Yeah. That's,
For what?
Just, like, gifts or anything like that. Like, if you're, like, for Feds.
Oh.
So, if you have, like, a friend who's a Fed.
Uh-huh.
You can't spend more than, $5 on any one gift, and I think $25 or $50 a year from your entire company.
So I can kind of see that.
Yeah,
I get the reason behind it.
Oh yeah, I'm not against it or anything like that. Like it makes perfect sense, because you know you could legit be like, me and you have been best friends for years, and shit, I always thought you were Fed, which I didn't think about that before I got you your Christmas gift. But I don't work for you, so we don't want to send.
Well, exactly. So you know, it's not like you're bribing me with like something or whatever to, you know,
exactly.
Sign off on something.
Yeah, because I actually asked about that before we went to Japan, because in case we did Ubers or taxis or anything like that, me thinking that you were a Fed, I had asked about all that shit. Like, hey, when I go to Japan, I'm going with a buddy of mine who's a Fed. He doesn't work for the FAA. What's the protocol on like if we split a cab? Or if I pick up the bill for one night at dinner, they assured me that there'd be nothing wrong with that. But they're just like, don't go crazy.
No, I was like, all right.
They're just like, err on the side of caution. Try not to spend too much money on your friend if you buy him anything, or you know, if you're buying drinks or something like that.
Yeah, but with what I do, it has nothing to do with what you do. So I mean,
yeah, I think that's my company. Just give me advice to err on the side of caution. Just be like. You know, don't do anything that could, like, be seen as compromising.
Right.
Just never mind, you know, all the Yakuza that approached us when we were in Shinjuku.
But
we did not fraternize.
Yeah.
So, we were cool.
I don't believe that.
Hey, shut your mouth, sick boy. You go to sleep. You go to sleep and you die. Yeah, getting on to the actual topics for tonight.
Oh, yeah, we kind of...
Yeah, no, I will say this about my holiday party. So my boss, the owner of the company.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit. You're a hot owner?
No. Oh, if you like older women.
I was going to make a very inappropriate joke, but I will leave that
off. Why haven't you hooked up Peach?
So anyways, she always rents out like really cool trendy spots. So we went to this like new trendy club called St. Ives.
Okay.
In DC.
Okay.
And it was a pretty cool club. We had a cool DJ. He was Asian, so I dubbed him DJ Nelson.
Nice.
The drinks were good, though one of the bartenders, it was legit her first night and she had never been a bartender before.
She had never been a bartender before.
No. And for whatever reason, no matter where I went in that bar, she would always come serve me. And she didn't know how to make an old fashioned, so she always fucked it up. But that's not really my complaint, because it was still mostly bourbon, so
right.
It was kind of like drinking like a sweetened bourbon, which is fine.
Right.
Wasn't an old fashioned, but whatever.
Right.
But my only complaint was like, I guess they don't serve food there that often, because they were like doing like appetizer plates and stuff like that. But they were not getting it out with, and it was like cheese plates and like olives and shit like that. So not like stuff they had to prepare.
Right.
They were not getting that shit out quick enough. Like that, it was gone like the second it hit the thing.
Right.
And it'd be like another like 15, 20 minutes before more came out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was kind of, I was joking with yeah, it was pretty busy.
Okay.
But, oh, they weren't busy. We had rented out the entire place. So it's not like they had like customers.
Okay.
So I was joking with a coworker of mine. I was like, oh, I guess they have to, run down to the Whole Foods and go get another platter. That was like the only disappointing thing about it was like the lack of food, which meant I had to temper my drinking because yeah. I didn't want to get like drunk. So it's like okay, I had some pita bread and some olives and some cheese, and I guess I can have another drink now. Right. So that was like the only downside was that like the food was not as plentiful as it could have been.
Right.
And I've been to South America before, and you can obviously see in this game, it just recently rained here. And when you're in South America right after a rain like that, and it's this sunny out, it's fucking humid, and you want to die. My dad actually thinks this game's cool because he's a wanted man in Bolivia. Because he used to work for the DEA, and they went down there, and kind of like what this game is doing. In fact, I'm going to just, even though it's supposed to be modeled for me, this is my dad. This is his adventure when he was in Bolivia. And they kind of went down there and wrecked shit with the cartels.
Really?
Yeah, so he's not really supposed to go to Bolivia ever again.
The State Department. I'm sure he's okay with that.
Yeah. He was like, I never want to go back. It sucks.
Yeah.
Like, my dad hated going to South, because he did the DEA stuff for a while, and then he switched to working with the POW-MIA.
Uh-huh.
Stuff, and he loved going to Southeast Asia, like
Thailand, oh, really?
Laos, Vietnam. He loved all that. So it was just kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
His just disdain for Bolivia. That's not blowing up! Shit!
That my man did not react quick enough with that.
No, he did not. Huh, they got him. I thought for... Oh, that's stuff to be tagged. That's why it's supplies to be tagged. I thought for sure that was going to explode. I was like,
right.
This will be cool. I'll take out all these mofos one after another. Nope.
There's nothing in it.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Where did that guy come from?
I don't know, man.
I could have swore I heard one of my I could have swore I heard one of my guys say all clear. But maybe I'm just hearing
man messed up. Yeah. Oh, so yeah. So let's get back on.
Oh, let's get back on track. So
yeah.
The first thing to talk about, and this is new news to me, but apparently other people begin notified about this. Netflix is increasing the prices of their. Stuff, and let me pull up my pocket. I think they've got
the details. It's
$10.99 now, is it? So subscribers in the U.S. Who pay the standard $9.99 service is going to be upcharged to $10.99. The price of the premium Ultra HD 4 screens, which is what I have, is going from $11.99 to $13.99. The only thing staying the same is the basic plan, the $7.99 plan.
Mm-hmm. Or you get the CDs or the DVDs, right? In the mail?
Do they even do that? Oh, that's a cliff.
Well, so how basic could it get if that's not it?
Oh, that's true. That's probably just the basic.
I think it's one stream.
Oh, one stream for the basic? Thank you, Nelson.
You're welcome.
Nelson in the newsroom. You know, if this becomes our highest rated podcast ever, you're not allowed on camera anymore.
Okay, but I think that one stream, Nelson, might be SD, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so that's the reason why I didn't switch to it, is because I can't go back to...
Yeah, no, stand up. It's
40 by 480.
Yeah, my thing is, like, I'm really thinking about canceling now, because that's going to be the second time since I switched to the HD, the 4K Ultra HD package, mm-hmm. that the price has been hiked.
Yeah, well...
So, it's kind of like, I don't watch it that much anymore, like... You know what my thought process is? Like, the only exclusive things that, like, the Marvel shows are kind of cool, but those are probably going to go away in 2019.
Right.
Stranger Things is really all they have exclusively that I'm like, oh, I want this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can just do a 30-day trial every once a year, binge Stranger Things, and then cancel it.
Right, right.
Well, I think Hulu's also going to get way better since Disney's now, like, majority shareholder.
60%, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So I think you're going to see a lot of 20th Century Fox and Disney stuff going over there. Because, like, one thing where Netflix kind of lost me was with How I Met Your Mother going away.
Because
that was something that I watched a lot of.
And it appeared right on Hulu.
Yeah, and it jumped right on Hulu. That was something I watched a lot of. Like, if I was just kind of bored,
yeah,
I would just throw on, like, How I Met Your Mother. Because Netflix also lost Psych, which was another show I'd throw on if I was just bored.
Right.
I ended up having to buy all those. But, yeah, so it's just kind of... They've lost a bunch of shows and movies that I like. Mm-hmm. And, like, a lot of the movies that I like that they still have, I own.
Right.
So, I don't know. For me, I don't think it's worth $13.99. Sean's trying to talk me into keeping it. Because he still watches a lot of, like, kids' shows on it. But I'm like, dude, they're on Hulu.
Right.
We get that for free with Sprint. And then he goes, but they have commercials on Hulu. But it's free. And you're spoiled the fact that you don't have to deal with commercials. Because you just have to sit through, like, one 90-second commercial.
Right.
That wasn't the way for us as a kid growing up.
Man.
So, it was just kind of funny, like, that discussion with him.
Well, so it's going to be even more interesting with this whole net neutrality thing. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we're...
Yeah,
I kind of have this spaced out to do it. And talking about Disney with the Hulu stuff. So, the merger with Fox is complete. Mm-hmm. I was off by 2 days. I said by Tuesday by the time... Because I was calling on the last podcast. I was talking like it had already happened.
Yeah.
So I was like, by the time this goes up, it's going to have happened. I was 2 days off. They announced it Thursday. I said it'd be Tuesday.
So. It's all good.
Yeah. Peace! So, let me pause this game so I can read the details on the merger. So I got the details here too.
Mm-hmm.
The deal has a total approximate value of $66.1 billion. That's a
wow.
B. $1 billion. Disney is assuming $13.7 billion of Fox's net debt. Bob Iger will remain Disney's chairman and CEO through the end of 2021, mm-hmm. which it could get renewed by then too.
Right.
The Disney-Fox deal will give Disney more content when it launches its own streaming service, which means when they do their streaming service in 2019, they'll have The Simpsons. They'll have How I Met Your Mother.
Right.
All the FX shows like The League and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix might even lose more content like the Fox content they have because Disney's been pulling their stuff back.
Right.
The company will get Fox's movie studios, networks like Nat Geo and FX,
mm-hmm.
Their Asian pay TV operator Star TV, stakes in Sky, which is, I don't know if it's Europe or just England.
Okay.
Endemol Shine Group, and as Nelson yelled in, a 6% stake in Hulu, uh-huh. as well as the regional sports networks, but the national sports networks like FS1, mm-hmm. stuff like that, that stays with Fox. Because Fox is keeping their news department and mm-hmm. their national sports. Which I wonder how that's going to work with the NFL on Fox, because I assume, like, you know, Fox 5 here in DC and Fox 5 in New York too.
Mm-hmm.
I believe those are now owned by Disney. Right. But football's a national thing, so are they going to move football to the Fox One stations?
Right.
Or are they going to, or is that part of the deal? That I could not find an answer on. Mm-hmm. But that is what the details are for the Fox Disney, not merger, buyout of that stuff.
So, yes, that should be pretty interesting to see what happens with all that. But it seems like Disney's really preparing to kind of start up their streaming service. Because it almost seems like that's really more or less the focus. I mean, everything else, yeah, that's a bonus more or less. But just what you spoke about earlier, I mean, now they're getting different content from other places that they're already starting to own.
Oh, shit, there's another guy there. He did. Yeah, exactly. So, I wonder if that was a big thought, other than, you know, getting the rights back to A New Hope, mm-hmm. or not back to A New Hope, because they never owned A New Hope. They have all the Star Wars except for A New Hope, but now they have that because of the deal, mm-hmm. and then just getting back their Marvel properties, which they don't actually technically have the Fantastic Four back.
Who owns that, Sony?
No, a German company, and I forgot to write down the company's name. They own the rights to the Fantastic Four, and Fox just had the distribution rights. So I guess what the deal now is that Disney will have the distribution rights to the Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
And so if this company wants to like make a Fantastic Four movie, they've got to go through Disney.
Gotcha.
Well, they have to get Disney to distribute it. Which, odds are, with this deal now in place, Disney will probably buy the rights back from this company. Because exactly. I can't see, like, where, like, Fox would be like, no, we want to keep this because we can make money with this. This company can't make money off the deal without Fox, or without Disney distributing the movie.
Right.
So Disney can just say, either sell it back to us, or we won't let you distribute the movie. And then Disney would get the rights back anyways, because if they don't make them, if they don't... put a movie out there, mm-hmm. the rights revert back. So I would imagine that they'll probably sell to Disney. Like, I can't see why they wouldn't. I feel that would be a wasted just investment, wasted money. Yeah. It'd just be like you lost money for no reason.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to be stubborn.
Right.
And
Disney's pulling all these jack moves, man. It's like,
yeah. And it's kind of funny. There's a lot of people dooming and glooming it. Like, oh, one company's going to own a lot. Which I get their point on that. Yeah. But Fox was selling. That's the thing. It's not like this was a hostile takeover by Disney.
Right.
Fox was going to be selling all of this stuff off. And of all the big studios who could afford it, I'm glad it was Disney who bought it. Because yeah. I feel Disney would do the best with these properties than like Sony would.
Do you think Sony was even in the running?
Oh yeah, Sony was trying to buy it. Sony and Comcast were trying to buy it. So okay, there we go. It's like okay, Roblox. So I mean, with all these different companies like looking to buy it, I'm glad it was, you know, Disney that was the one who made the purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, A, they get their properties back.
Right.
And B, like, because even Bob Iger was asked about Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
And his response to the question was, we can find a place for R-rated comic book movies. So, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to get a bunch of them.
Right.
But, ooh, a wagon, that's the car I'm stealing. But that's good news for fans of Deadpool like us.
Right.
I like that. This is supposed to be a Subaru Outback. Sumatuzu! So, I mean, that's good news there. Yeah. I did like, I don't know if you saw Ryan Reynolds' tweet, but he tweeted a picture of Deadpool being escorted out of Disney World.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he said, I guess you can't mount the Matterhorn. So, that's cool, but
yeah.
Going to Disney streaming service and back to Netflix, that all could be a problem.
Yes.
Probably not for years now because lawsuits are already being mounted, but net neutrality is officially dead.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, anybody who knows us knows we're against it. We think net neutrality is a good thing, treating the internet like a utility. But I'm going to play devil's advocate here. All right? This is uncharted territory for the most part. We don't know, you know, what's going to happen. Granted, the companies in charge of the ISPs aren't the most trusting companies.
Right.
So I don't necessarily think they have our best interest at heart. But I kind of look at the mobile networks as kind of an example of what could happen. You know, when we first got mobile data and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
everyone charged first per gigabyte. Well, actually, first it was no charges at all, but then once we got iPhones and high-speed stuff, then they started charging, you know, more money. And everybody had a limit. Like, you could only have so many gigabytes, stuff like that, before you were cut off or charged extra or throttled. But now that it's kind of shaken out, like, you got guys like Sprint and T-Mobile, they've taken advantage of Verizon and AT&T's high prices, and they've drastically cut their rates and give you unlimited data. So they're not quite as big as the other ones, but that does give me hope to where if, like, Fios and Comcast start charging too much,
right,
that, you know, some smaller IPs, which is not as easy as other businesses, might come in and offer better deals and force the bigger companies, you know, to lower their rates and be more competitive.
That's assuming that the bigger companies would even allow a small guy to come in.
That's true.
Well, there are smaller regional like ISP holders and things
Verizon
like that.
Verizon is also notorious for trying to block Vonage back before net neutrality came through those protocols or whatever you want to call them. They actually had to sue in, I think, Tennessee to even be allowed to be serving that area.
No, I know the big companies are going to try to sniff those out.
Right.
But at the same time, one of the bigger companies who aren't quite as big as Verizon, like a Sprint in the cell phone market, might be able to, you know, offer better deals. I can't really see him. There we go. Now he did. So, I mean, they might be able to offer better deals, kind of things like that.
Right.
Like I said, this is uncharted territory. I mean, nothing could happen. I mean, or maybe, I mean, like, if you, they will offer, like, if you want really high-speed stuff, you just got to pay us $10 more, and the current rates that they're at stay still, and then if you just want higher speed, you pay more money. So, I mean, I'm not saying that's going to happen, and like I said, more than likely, these ISPs are going to take advantage of net neutrality being gone, but, I mean, we don't know. That's my biggest thing, is we don't really know yet. And until something does happen, I'm not going to be doom and gloom. I'm going to hope for the best, prepare for the worst kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But also the good news with all this is they're already being sued.
Right.
I think like 19 states, including Virginia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because I only heard that it was New York's when I found out about it.
Yeah. Are suing
the FCC.
The FCC. So
I think it's because they were trying to block anybody making their own legislation on that.
Because the FCC said states couldn't do their own thing.
Right.
So they're being sued now. So that's going to hold it up. And then other companies and people will sue.
Right.
And that will hold it up. And so, I mean, in all honesty, by the time the courts decide on it, there's probably going to be a new FCC commissioner because... Well, I never thought Trump would get elected, and he did get elected. There's no way he's getting reelected, though. That's not gonna happen, is it?
Don't do that. Don't do that. I'm already counting down. It's like almost like 3 years, like right now. So don't do that.
Yeah, I would love for Ajit Pai to get replaced, especially after that condescending video he put out.
Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that? It made me so angry.
I tried to watch it. I watched maybe 20 seconds of it, and I was like, this is bad.
Oh, I sat through the entire thing, and if it weren't for the fact that I was, you know, at the beginning of my cold or whatever it is, flu.
I need to get sick boy out of his room for this talk.
Freaking, I probably would have had to leave the office just to scream. I was so angry.
Yeah.
Like, he was so condescending in that video. I can't even say... what I wish would happen because that might get me on a list.
Yeah,
you're priority on a list. I saw your Facebook
thread. So my thing is, someone, so in the comments of that video, somebody had mentioned that he legally could not run the FCC based on some kind of either investigation or something. To that matter, have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard anything about that, but
I don't know how he got approved. Like how it wasn't conflict of interest concerning he's a former, you know, Verizon.
I'm pretty sure Trump bullied it through somehow, through some other means.
Well, no, he's got to be approved by the Senate and Congress, or no, I think just the Senate. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's not like Trump could do anything. It was he could make deals, I guess, with the senators. But, I mean, Ajitpai had to be approved.
Right.
Just like anybody who's appointed to any head government position like that, you have to be approved by the Senate.
But seeing as how he was very adamant and very vocal about removing the FCC, or the net neutrality legislation, I'm sure there are some companies glad-handing some senators. Or
whatever. More than likely.
Mm. So it's more than likely that happened.
Yeah. So, which, I mean, that's just the way the government is, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's why I'm not super worried about it right now, is just because of the lawsuits, and there will be a stay. I mean, there's no way a judge isn't going to grant a stay in one of the federal courts, and they're probably going to sue D.C., which is a more liberal court, and it's going to side with net neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
And also another silver lining possibly is, and I wish I could remember the chief or the Supreme Court justice names, it was a Bush appointee that many in the tech industry feel that if it makes it to the Supreme Court, he would side with net neutrality. So if everybody voted party lines, with the exception of him, net neutrality would win.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm not super worried about it, because I really don't think it's going to happen.
Well, plus all those all the ISPs, they're under the microscope now.
Yeah,
because everyone is so worried about them screwing everybody over, they probably would wait until the dust settles.
Oh yeah, they're not gonna
do anything now.
No one's gonna do anything right
away. Comcast had a little video. It's like, we are going to stay dedicated to not throttling this and not blocking that. And as you can imagine, all of the comments were very snarky.
Right. Right. I mean, it only makes sense, right?
As I threatened to save that video to throw it back in the face when they break all those promises.
Well, they already pulled down. They had something up that they were never going to throttle or do anything like that. And after net neutrality, after Ajitpai said that they were going to vote down net neutrality, they had pulled that off their website. So
everybody else has been very cagey about answering questions about that, too. I remember seeing that.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, no one wants to make the first move. That's the big thing. No one wants to make the first move. These look like jungles.
Though, if anybody, here. I'd say Comcast would be the first one.
I don't know. I think Cox.
I would actually say Verizon.
Really?
Verizon? You think Verizon?
Verizon has a history of...
Well, they still have the highest freaking prices for plans.
Yeah,
if you go mobile.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Because I thought about going there once.
Yeah. And the only reason why I say that is because Verizon has their fiber infrastructure that seems to cover a lot more than a lot of the ISPs.
Yeah.
So it's going to get to a point where they're going to do it because they can. Because in some places, that might be the only thing that you have. You know what I mean?
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah. That, I think that's the worst thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to become like kind of like cable.
Right.
That you only have like one, and if you're lucky, two choices.
Right.
So that's where I think the biggest problem is for me. Because, you know, I'm kind of a libertarian. I'm really against government regulations. This is one of the few times where I'm for government regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I don't want to call it a monopoly, but it's almost like a monopoly.
Right. Yeah, there's only four companies in the U.S. that really provide...
No, I think there's five net. There's Comcast, there's Time Warner, there's AT&T, there's Verizon, there's Cox.
Well, Time Warner is now Charter, isn't it? I believe they either got absorbed or they absorbed somebody else and took the name.
Well, whatever, but there's still five national ones that I know of.
Mm.
And since I'm only really concerned with the ones in our area, Cox, Verizon, and Comcast, I don't really pay attention to those. I do know the Time Warner, AT&T merger got blocked, thankfully, because that would have just eliminated one more person.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just one of those things, like, there's not that much competition. I mean, in our particular area right here, I don't know about you because you live 15 miles north, we've got three. So we've got Cox, we've got Comcast, and we've got Verizon.
Do we have Cox down here?
Cox is down here, too. I believe that's a choice.
Okay. So, I actually have two. So, it's between Comcast or Verizon.
And, you know, honestly, I think the first places we'll see any kind of hikes, any kind of throttling, is places that only have one. Because where there's no competition, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
Yeah.
I do think they'll hold off in areas that have two or more. Because, shoot, like, if Fios decided to throttle or raise my rates for Netflix or Hulu or whatever, and then I guarantee you the next day I'd have a flyer in the mail from Xfinity, Comcast Xfinity, like, hey, we're not going to throttle you. We're not going to charge you extra for your Hulu and Netflix. Right. Come to us. And I won't even think twice.
Right.
I will call Verizon up and cancel, and I will call up Xfinity and say, come hook it up.
Right.
Because I play those two against each other all the time.
Right.
Because I think I have a 2-year deal with Verizon to where, like, I get, like, a special rate. And I believe come January or February, my price is going to increase. That's when I'm going to give them a call and say, hey, what can you do for me? Otherwise, I'm calling Comcast.
Right.
Well, I remember when you switched over to Verizon, you had no remorse because they didn't even try to keep you with Comcast.
Nope.
They were like, oh, sorry to hear that. All right, you're all done.
Right.
What?
Dicks.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of amazing because I remember when I canceled my Comcast, they were trying really hard to keep me. So I was like, I guess they don't give a shit anymore.
Right.
But I think Comcast got so much backlash from just some of their just bad customer service that I think that's going to change.
Are they still number one in bad customer service?
Probably.
Because I remember they would get that yearly.
Oh, you son of a bitch, you moved. Pop your head out. Come on. Just pop that head out. That's right, someone's shooting at you, bitch. Me. Here, get a better shot of you. Huh? Oh, there's a lot of these dudes.
Are you by yourself?
No, I got mates. So we've already eliminated all those guys.
Right.
That was just not fair for them. That was a convoy coming, huh?
So yeah, so I guess we'll have to wait and see what actually happens with net neutrality. I know I'm not looking forward to any kind of change.
Oh no! That's bulletproof!
Ooh.
Gentlemen! You guys find a car. I'm gonna take this one. Oh, hit my guy. You guys get in the car. I'm gonna run them down. Oh, or they just bamped in here.
What just happened? Did they teleport?
Yeah, they teleported.
Oh, okay.
Why is this going so slow?
Handbrake, maybe? I don't know.
If only. But yeah, those are all the news for this week. It wasn't really a busy week in news. But those were some big stories, so.
Well, so it's not on the docket, but I know Star Wars is coming out tonight, right?
It came out last night.
Last night. Oh, okay.
And I'm going to go see it tomorrow. Oh, no. These guys are a pain in the ass to kill. Well, I guess when you blow up their truck. Oh no, more coming. Shit.
You better.
fire grenades. Another patrol is coming, Jesus. Why are they targeting me?
You're probably the only one that's still alive.
Oh shit. Oh, damn it, another patrol is coming?
Are they coming from both directions? Oh,
geez. Oh, damn! I didn't think they'd run through the fucking truck. This doesn't attract the predator. I don't know what will. Jesus. Why are so many coming? Uh-oh. They've got a freaking gun on that one.
This is an all-out freaking war, dude. I don't think that your enemy would make it out of here alive.
Oh man, they're sending a chopper too? Shit. Stealth swim. Beach. There's a question mark up there. That's a clue for the
predator. So what else we got?
That is it, dude. Why don't you talk a little bit about your trip to China?
China was interesting. What I will say is that I am glad to be back in the States, and hopefully I do not have to volunteer for any more trips out there. I still prefer Japan to all any of the surrounding areas that I've been to. But maybe Korea will change my mind.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, have you been to Korea yet?
No, not yet. I hear good things about it, but so far Japan still has my heart.
Dude, I freaking love. I can't wait to go. I was thinking about going back this year.
Yeah, that would be nice. Funds are a little low for me right now, so.
Yeah, my thing is I just got the new car.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, do I really want to spend that kind of money?
Right.
Because it's kind of like. I'm actually going to be eliminating some bills this year. Like, I'm going to pay off the windows. Hopefully pay off the AC unit that I had installed.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, with those getting paid off, like, the new car payment, that's going to be... It's going to break even, basically.
Nice.
So, that's kind of the good news. Because it was one of those things, like, the main reason why I got the car... It was a deal I couldn't pass up. Because it was end of the year savings, and it was like, I'm just saving a ton of money off of what it would be any other time of the year. So it's just kind of like, I'm actually paying less for this new car. Because I was looking in for like a 1 year old used car. I'm paying less for this new car than I'd be paying for the used car. Oh, which is why I pulled the trigger.
Okay.
Because it was just kind of like, you know what? I could get a 2016. It'd be a little bit more money than what I'm paying for a 2017 new. And right. I get a brand new car as opposed to, you know, a used one.
Right.
So I was just kind of like, that's just a no-brainer. That's just something you got to do sometimes. And it was time to, as a buddy of mine joke, grow up and get rid of the sports car and have a nice luxury car to drive.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
I think he said just get a big boy car. But it was kind of like driving the Mustang daily because, you know, I sold my commuter car to my nephew.
Yeah.
Driving that kind of car daily just kind of gets to you. Because it's got the sports suspension and that just... That's kind of a tight ride to do every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you don't drive to work, though. You drive to a lot.
Oh, I know. But still... I was tired of putting miles on it, too. It was getting close to 100,000 miles. Oh, you know, was, okay. Yeah, once you hit 100,000 miles, you know, the value really drops. So, I mean, it was kind of like the perfect storm of I've been looking for a new car.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the new car, and I'm quite happy with it.
Well, that's good.
It drives really, really nice.
Yeah, I find it interesting that, you know, your friend, and of course, not to disrespect, I don't necessarily know what a big boy car.
Well, I really think he kind of meant, because he's in his 50s. So I think his meaning behind it was just like, you know, getting a four-door car, you know, not having two doors and things like that.
Yeah, I guess I'm under the persuasion that you get what you want, and
yeah.
You don't allow society to kind of sway or dictate what that is.
Yeah, pretty much. I got what I wanted.
So if it was an STI, then I mean, who would anybody be to say that that's not a proper car?
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing though. If you're our age and you're buying an STI for your main car, I think you need to reprioritize just a little bit.
Well, not because
that's a fun car to have. Like, I'm not dissing the STI, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just speaking for me. I don't know if I'd want that as my main car.
Well, so I think that it depends on where you are. Like, if you've got kids that are in college or whatever, and you don't need to have a minivan or something to hold people around in, then get a car that, you know, you want. You know what I mean? That's just what it is, you know?
Nelson, what kind of car do you want?
I wouldn't mind a Challenger, but I feel like I'd kill myself in that.
I know you'd kill yourself in that.
As far as a practical car, I mean, I really do enjoy my Toyota, so I wouldn't mind getting a different one.
Okay.
You know, I would say if you were to stay in the same kind of market, I would get a Mazda or a Honda over another Toyota.
I mean, I actually, even though they don't make them anymore, I wouldn't mind a Lancer. But, since they don't make them anymore, I don't know if I would go that route.
No, they still do. This was the last... They don't make the Evos anymore.
I thought they were killing the regular Lancer, too.
Who knows what Mitsubishi's doing? I know there were 2017 Lancers, because I saw them when I was shopping for, like, cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I thought the 2017s were the last ones.
It could be. I know they killed the Evo.
Yeah.
God, Mitsubishi. Mitsubishi is the Konami of car companies.
Hmm.
I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Well, they've kind of been like that since the late 90s.
Yeah.
Actually, the early 2000s.
I don't know. The Evo 10 was a very fun car to drive. My buddy had the MR.
Okay.
That was so much fun. Like, we did a clover leaf.
Mm.
We got sideways doing about 90.
Wow.
You know, I was like, holy shit. He's like, I got this. I was like, he's like, you better. And then I think I went back and did the clover reef about 60.
Nice.
Since it wasn't my car, I wasn't going to try to do 90.
Right.
You gotta be respectful.
Agreed.
If he wants to take his car at 90 and like fucking sideswipe a guardrail, that's fine.
Right.
But yeah, the MR was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Though, cause this is actually my same friend who just got a Lincoln as well. He actually got his a few days before mine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I literally, I'm in the middle of pricing it, mm-hmm. like, picking out the features for my car,
mm-hmm.
and I get a text from him, and it's just the 3.0, because he got the 3.0 all-wheel
mm-hmm.
drive,
mm-hmm.
and it's just that badge. I'm like, did you pull the trigger? He's like, yep, just sign the paper. I was like,
wow.
Dude, I'm actually adding the features to the car I want right now. But he's a Mustang guy like me,
mm-hmm.
and he had bought the MR, he had traded in his Mustang for the MR.
Mm-hmm.
This was when the 10 first came out, so...
Okay.
What, 7, 8 years ago, something like that? I think it's 2008?
Something like that, yeah.
9 years? And I had asked him before I bought the Mustang, he's like, hey, what's your opinion? Because I was debating between getting an Evo and getting the Mustang. He was like, you know, I really liked my Evo... But go with the Mustang.
You shot that man in his jump.
Dick, yeah. That's awesome. But he was like, get the Mustang. He's like, I know it's two-door from a four-door, but he's like, it's a little more practical than an Evo.
Yeah.
So that's what I went with. And I don't regret it.
Mm-hmm.
Though I have looked up some Lancer 9s online just to see how low they could be. And they hold their value. Like if
you, yeah, I could see that.
So, but I have been tempted to get, if I can find one at the right price, get a Lancer Sports back, one of like the 2012s.
Mm-hmm.
But those are few and far between. Mm-hmm. They're not that expensive if you find one.
Right.
But they are hard to find because I don't think Mitsubishi made that many of them anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And I always kind of dug the Sports back because it had like a lot of Lancer features to it. Like it had the all-wheel drive. It had a nicer interior than the regular Lancers.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't a Lancer. It was basically like the Sportsback was the replacement of the Rally Art.
Right.
So I always found that kind of cool because it had the feel of an Evo, but it was like 15 grand less.
Right, right.
Which is always good because Evos were ridiculously priced.
Yeah, well, for a reason.
Well, yeah, I mean, they were worth what they were priced, but
yeah.
Like, it's kind of funny, like, oh, I will say this in closing about my new car being a Lincoln. Driving a Mustang, like, I could never, like, as much as I love Mustangs, unless it was, like, a classic Shelby,
mm-hmm.
I could never buy, like, a Roush or a Shelby Mustang. Because when you're driving that car, people just see a Mustang. They mm-hmm. don't realize, no, this is kind of a supercar. You know, they don't realize that, like, your common person. And
wait, what version of the Mustang is classified as a supercar?
No, I said almost, like the speed of which like a Shelby and the Roushes can go. They're up there. Like they're not a Lamborghini or anything like that. Oh shit. I'm just talking about like speed and stuff like that.
Okay.
Oh, that did kill him. That's just what I'm saying. Like, they don't realize the horsepower you're packing into there. They just see a Mustang.
Right.
But at least, like, with the Lincoln, you know, no matter what kind of Lincoln you have, it's a Lincoln, you know? Same with, like, a Beamer or a Mercedes, you know? It's, like, people respect, like, that. They don't think, like, oh, you know, that's just, you know, a car I see every day.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice too. I haven't seen too many of the new MKZs on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it's always nice when your car is you know, not something you see on the road all the time.
Right.
So it's always fun. Mm-hmm. It's always nice. Guys, you gonna get in here with me? Why are we stuck? Great. Oh no!
That just happened.
Get in the fountain! There's so many people around here trying to kill me. I literally just started a gang war by mistake.
Yep.
By getting spotted. No, because I mean like, another gang's here fighting the Unidad too.
You are getting hit.
Like, I know.
You wander into a purple area.
No, just a purple car drove by and spotted me.
Oh, shit.
So now they're just everywhere.
I'd hop in a car and start running people over.
I know. Not that car, that's a minivan. Let's see. You look like a Lexus. We'll take you. Get out. Oh, they bamped in there. Good. And we're off. All right, drive casual. Drive casual. Engage!
Yeah, there's nothing casual about that.
Oh, there was rocks there!
Oof, oof. Oh, fountain.
Yeah, no, my steering's gone.
Oh.
My steering is gone. I'm just trying to find the Predator. I have no beef with you guys right now. See if we can crash this.
Why don't you just take one of those trucks?
Well, we are. I was going to try to, like, Dukes of Hazzard that.
Yeah.
Because that would be fun.
So out of the two SUVs, you take the one that can barely get up a hill.
But it's nicer.
Yeah, I get that. But, I mean, is it bulletproof? smoking in the helicopter?
Yes, we can. That actually reminds me, so my guy, because my guy's a higher level, because Nelson plays his co-op with me, my guy's a higher level. Oh, guys, I gotta go.
You should, yep. They'll spawn.
Hopefully. I didn't realize
this. Left the mission area.
I didn't realize I had started a mission.
Oh. well, then.
Yeah. My guy's a parachute because I'm a higher level than Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
So Nelson got into that helicopter with me. And I got us all the way up as high as I could go. I was like, peace out, bitch! And I dove out, pulled the chute, and the game wouldn't let Nelson get over to the driver's seat of the helicopter.
Wow.
So he just started a slow descent, and then the propeller cut out, and he died.
Wow.
And he's just screaming at me over the headset the entire time.
That...
It was the best.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
It was so much fun. And on that hilarious note, that's where we're going to end this program.
Yes.
Good night, everybody, because we're going to watch The Grand Tour.